This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It is time now for my strawberry letter for today. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your strawberry letter to steveharveyfm.com and click submit strawberry letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air like we're doing with this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry letter.
All right, nephew. Thank you. Subject: my husband doesn't respect my feelings. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married to my husband for 35 years, and I still can't get him to respect my feelings. He has a hard time dealing with the fact that I am as knowledgeable, if not more knowledgeable, about some things when it comes down to running our business. We are electricians, and we have a strong client base. I have been a certified electrician for 30 years, and I encouraged my husband to get licensed and start the business. I get very irritated when he tells people that it's his business. He told me that it puts clients at ease to know that a man will be the one leading on the electrical job. That's disrespectful to me, and I can't get him to stop downplaying my role. Let's say, for instance, if a customer inquires about a service, they ask to speak to the electrician. My husband immediately responds to the messages personally. If the customer is female, he said that women prefer a male during their electrical work, not a female. He won't let me go on jobs with him. He told me that he prefers to work alone. That's hurtful. I can't even ride along with him in the truck that I pay for monthly. I changed the password on the website so he couldn't see when clients inquire about service. I booked a job, and when I showed up, the female said that she was expecting Thad, my husband. I told her to go find another electrician, and I left. He said that I ran off a loyal customer over my ego, but he would have been mad too if a male customer did him like that. I'm tired of how he treats me. Why can't he respect my feelings? Because he's a hater, plain and simple. I agree with you. Your husband doesn't respect you. He should be proud of you and your accomplishments. He should be celebrating you. This is not traditionally a woman's profession, becoming an electrician, but you've been an electrician for 30 years. And you guys have a successful business. You said you have a strong client base. Even other male electricians respect you, I'm sure. And your husband should do the same. He should be supportive and not controlling and putting you down. You guys can try to work through this. I don't know. It's been 35 years, you said, since he hasn't respected you. But I don't know. It's been going on for so long. It's almost too late. For sure, if he doesn't stop, you guys will end up breaking up and splitting up the business, doing some type of buyout situation. But here's a question for you. Besides all the nastiness and the put downs from him, do you also suspect your husband, Thad, as she calls him, of sleeping with her? She was a little too familiar for my taste. And I just got to ask you, what do you think?
Wow.
You suspect anything? Thad. Could that be why he prefers to work alone, as he so rudely told you? What much, Steve. Listen, I think you're obviously the brains of this operation. The only ego that needs to be checked is your husband, Fats. I don't like how he treats you either, but it's no sense in going behind his back, changing the password on the website. I think that's bad for business, too. I think you guys need to deal with the real issue here, and that is his problem with you and your credentials and all of that. He's trying to push you out of the business and that you helped him start and build. This marriage and your business is in trouble or it's over. Steve, and what were you saying?
I didn't know where in the letter you thought that he was cheating.
The woman. You heard.
She was expecting Thad. Thad is her husband's name. That was a customer. If she hadn't took the name off the website, she would have known it was already an existing customer. Mm-hmm. So she went over there. Now, let me tell you something. I ain't never been an electrician, but I know a couple of them.
Okay.
How is your house wired where you got a regular electrician that come over?
What?
How is your house wired where you got a regular electrician to come over? I got a lot of regular people, like people that do the yard and stuff. Y'all got that?
Yeah.
But the electrician, I don't even know. I can't tell you his name. Mm-hmm. I've seen him over here a couple times, but not enough to get, I know his name. The whole problem in this letter is we can't help you. My husband don't respect your feelings. You've been married for 35 years and still can't get him to respect my feelings. What you want us to do in the letter? You've been 35 years of disrespect because you have allowed it. Listen, I say this all the time. You can train a man how to treat you. Well, Steve, how you train a man how to treat you? By stop accepting bad behavior. We can only give you what you take. We can only hand out what you tolerate. If you don't take it, we can't give it to you. And if you don't tolerate it, we got to stop it. But you have allowed this to go on for 35 years. And y'all got a business together that you changing passcodes on. Y'all stupid. Y'all missing business. He don't want you to work with you. He don't want to ride with you. Damn. He don't even want to ride with you to work. Let's go on this job together. Uh-uh. Hell no. I don't know what to tell you, lady. I really don't. When we come back, I'm going to try hard.
Okay.
But I don't think I'm going to be able to help you.
All right, Steve, hang on. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject: my husband doesn't respect my feelings. We'll get back into it right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. The subject is, my husband doesn't respect my feelings.
Simply put, I have been married to my husband 35 years and still can't get him to respect my feelings. So what do you want us to do in this letter? In 35 years, you done shared meals with him, y'all have been on trips together, and y'all sleep together. If you can't get a man to do right after that, I got nothing for you. I really, really don't. Now, okay, it's a hard time dealing with, he has a hard time dealing with the fact that I'm as knowledgeable, if not more knowledgeable, about some things when it comes down to running our business. Okay, that could be very true. We are electricians, and we have a strong client base. I've been a certified electrician for 30 years, and I encourage my husband to get licensed and start the business. I get very irritated when he tells people it's his business. He told me that it puts clients at ease to know that a man would be on leading the electrical job. Now, listen to me. You're married to a chauvinist, okay?
Clearly.
And I let me just read this letter from the standpoint of the average dude that's reading this letter. Now, I want you ladies, perk up, because I want you to see what a man is reading this letter. This is what he think the whole time.
Okay.
Regular dude, not Steve Harvey on the radio for the show purposes. Just a regular man reading this letter.
Mm-hmm.
I get very irritated when he tells people it's his business. Well, ain't it his business? See, I'm a read you the undertone. I'm going to read the letter, then give you the undertone.
Okay.
All right, I've been a certified electrician for 30 years, and I encourage my husband to get the license and start the business. Okay, so what's the problem? I get very irritated when he tells people that it's his business. Well, ain't it my business?
Our business.
Go ahead. Some people ask me, do I got a business? I'm telling you, I got one. Mm-hmm. I ain't got to bring you up. He told me that it puts clients at ease to know that a man will be the one leading on the electrical job.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like women handling my electricity.
That's wrong. Go ahead.
I'm just telling you how they read the letter.
Read.
That's disrespectful to me, and I can't get him to stop downplaying my role. You don't really do that much.
Stop.
No. That's disrespectful. Let's say, for instance, if a customer inquires about a service, they ask to speak to the electrician. My husband immediately responds to the message personally. Well, ain't I electrician?
You don't have the experience I have.
Ain't I electrician?
Yes, you are, but...
Okay, they asked to speak to the electrician. I called in. I told you they don't want a woman over. I just told you.
Read.
My husband immediately responds. If the customer is female, he said that women prefer a male doing their electrical work, not a female.
Stop.
I'm not really sure about that. Ladies, let me ask you something. Carla, Shirley, have you ever had a female electrician come to your house? Just answer the question.
I've never had one.
Have you ever had a female electrician come to your house, Shirley?
No, I've never had one.
Carla, have you ever had a female electrician come to your house?
No.
That's because we don't want y'all in there. I just told y'all. We don't want y'all in here messing around with this electrician.
Blank.
Yeah. Don't come in here. Come. When you get this job, where you get this paperwork from? Don't you open it? Shirley.
If a female came in, I'd welcome her. Exactly.
But they don't.
Because that's not a normal, traditional.
Let me ask you something. When the man electrician come to your house, have you ever stopped him and said, hey, where is the woman at?
No.
Ever.
Come on with this. I'm
just asking you a question. I'm just asking you a question.
You know it.
All right. And he said when he won't let me go on jobs with him, he told me that he prefers to work alone. Well, I don't like working with you.
That's rude.
You don't like working with her.
Well, he doesn't like her, period. That is the issue. Okay.
He don't respect her. I told you this at 35.
He doesn't, so, he doesn't want to do anything.
That's hurtful.
Yes.
Because I'd be wanting to go. I can't even ride along with him in the truck that I pay for a month. Hey, where you going? I got my gun right here on this arm.
She's been an electrician for 30 years. Put some respect on that. How about that?
He don't.
Exactly.
Lear. I just told you we've been married 34 years. He don't respect me. I changed the password on the website so he couldn't see when clients inquire about service. I booked a job, and when I showed up, the female said she was expecting Thad. Now, Thad that had this regular customer. Wait, who,
female.
Ma'am, hold up,
female.
Lady. Who are you? You don't come in here like you ain't opening up my walls. Thad opens my walls,
exactly.
Baby.
Exactly, and therein lies the problem.
Thad know what color my wires is. You don't come in here. You get these wires mixed up.
Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM.
I ran off a law customer over my ego. I come in every month. Check on. I cut on all her lights, on and off. Make sure they work and everything.
Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.